This is Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that you may have in your mind that you've always wanted to ask. And we're lucky to have Dr. Pandolfino, Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. And doctor, I wanted to chat with you about gut-brain interaction. We all know that our brain speaks to so many different parts of our body, but I never really considered that our stomach, intestines, and our brain are communicating back and forth as well.
Yeah, so the gut-brain interaction is this very interesting communication between the brain and the nerves in the GI system. Many people don't realize this, but the gastrointestinal tract, it's a mixture of muscles and nerves along with the cells that allow us to absorb and digest, create digestive enzymes to help with digestion and absorption of nutrients. So the brain and gut communicate on a daily basis. If you're undergoing a lot of stress, you have anxiety, that will certainly affect your bowels. And some people even believe that what's going on in your bowels will actually connect back to your brain. And maybe if your bowels are not working so well, that can impact your overlying stress and anxiety day to day.
So if our listeners are experiencing stress, are there things that they can do that can relieve maybe issues that they're having in their stomach because of it?
Yeah, certainly a lot of therapies that are focused on abdominal pain, changing your bowel habits, really revolve around stress reduction through cognitive techniques. And those techniques can be something as very simple as diaphragmatic breathing, which is like yoga breathing. It really reduces a lot of what we call parasympathetic tone and sympathetic tone, and it balances it out, which really makes your GI tract relax and you don't feel things as much. So that diaphragmatic breathing is very helpful. And then you can even try things like cognitive behavioral therapy, where you essentially talk yourself through these problems so that you understand that you can control the GI symptoms and make them better, and you can live your life in the context of those symptoms. And we've even used hypnotherapy to try to make you direct your attention away from those GI symptoms that may be causing you stress, or your stress making those symptoms worse.
This is Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking with Dr. Pandolfino, Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine. We're talking about gut brain and how your brain and your stomach and intestines can kind of speak with each other and interact. But if I'm feeling stressed out and my stomach is just like in knots all the time, what would be the first step? Do we come see somebody like you, or do we go to a therapist who can help us relieve whatever's causing it?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that really gets to the heart of these problems. So the first thing is you acknowledge the symptom that you're having. So say you're having abdominal pain, for instance. You should see your physician first, and they should make sure that there isn't an organic process like an ulcer. Do you have inflammation or an infection or something like that? And once they've ruled that out and they see a overt treatable cause that's not there, that's when you start to think about, okay, maybe this is just stress induced. And that's where your gastroenterologist or your primary care doctor will send the patient to a therapist who will then talk to them about the diaphragmatic breathing, the cognitive behavioral therapy, and the hypnosis. And that's really where these things can really have a major effect for their overall well-being.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, there are so many different routes that somebody can go based on symptoms they're having. And a listener right now could be experiencing something like this and never even considered that it could be from gut-brain interaction. So I'm so grateful that we have you on to shine the spotlight on this, Dr. Pandolfino.
Yeah, a lot of people think these symptoms are in your head. You know, say, oh, that's just in your head. Well, that's true. If you didn't have a brain, you wouldn't feel pain or discomfort. And it's really about addressing the fact that there is this communication between your brain and your GI tract that really helps a lot of people get through these significant abdominal pain issues that they have related to stress and anxiety.
Dr. Pandolfino, as we wrap up this conversation of Voices of Better Medicine with Northwestern Medicine, what's the biggest takeaway that you want our audience to know about gut-brain interaction?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest takeaway is that there is this relationship, and it could be treated with psychologists. And at Northwestern Medicine, we're one of the few centers in the country that have pioneered this approach and have five psychologists in our division who are delivering this every day. So realize that, you know, it's not just in your head. This is real, and we can effectively treat this with therapy that we've developed over the years.
Dr. Pandolfino, Chief of Gastroenterology and Hepatology at Northwestern Medicine, thank you for the information and thank you for joining us on Voices of Better Medicine. We look forward to chatting with you again real soon.
All right. Have a good day.